He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Hi, I'm feeling good. We just came back from a trade show. I'm all pumped up. I'm full of energy, vim, and vigor. I just want to sell everybody everything, tell everybody about the great news. The great news is that what? What did we learn at the show, dear?
Oh, gosh. You didn't tell me we're going to answer school testing questions. I'm still a little disoriented. I don't know what day it is, what time it is, where am I? Because I've stayed in so many hotel rooms over the last 10 days that I don't even know how to get to the bathroom when I wake up in the morning.
Well, you know, the speed of which the Earth travels around the sun is constant.
Okay.
The axis in which it turns is constant. Everything is pretty much constant in the universe, except we get, when we get disoriented, it's because we move without that same constancy. We change our schedule, right?
I can still take melatonin, but nonetheless, it's really great to connect with friends and colleagues in the industry. And great to see them a couple of times a year and really a lot of fun.
And loving to see the new generation of people coming up who are frustrated like I used to be with some of the standards that you see in the people who work in the health food and fitness industry.
That's right, exactly.
So, you know, it's always been a die-off component. When the old farts die off and their attitudes and outdated traditional views of life and living, then the new people come through and they're not quite as conservative. They're more liberated.
Well,
in themselves.
You know, one of the things I'm disappointed about the Canadian Health Food Association, yes, I'm disappointed, is the fact that they have a Hall of Fame award and they have all the Hall of Famers, which is very exciting, but they did not put the CHFA Sports Nutrition Hall of Famers. Now, who's on there? Dr. Michael Colgan, there's Brad King. Yeah, there is
Franco Cavallari.
Franco Cavallari, there's Yoo-hoo. And
that's because sports nutrition with the new people that came into power, they believe that it should not be separated as a division, in spite of the fact that there are huge numbers of people that like sports nutrition and that people in sports nutrition will never actually get to the same reference in the minds of these people as the Hall of Fame standards?
Well, it's just too blatant bad. That's all I can say, because those sports nutrition Hall of Famers, man, are totally awesome.
Well, we can't depend on others to do what we really need to do. That's why the freedom and independence of a human being comes through by being self-employed.
Boy, am I.
And now we're
that.
Having our CHI conference coming up.
That's right. And we get to say and do and break the rules because it's our gig, right, dear?
Yeah, you can never do exactly what you want until you are free and independent.
And unfortunately, I am not a corporate girl. I'm finding out in my old age. I just don't like
this. Well, we all know what the corporation is, right? What is it? The definition of a psychopath is a corporation?
Yes, exactly.
It doesn't have to be that way, but it is, unfortunately. Okay, dear. So moving on to our first topic. What's cooking?
What's cooking is protein power. And as we all know, our bodies don't store protein like it stores fat. So it's essential to get protein at every meal. And protein literally means to come first or of the first rank, which is why its position and presence at each meal should be the first on the plate, not the last.
Hail protein.
And it's alarming to realize that in this day and age that there are so many health-conscious individuals who still don't own a blender. And the protein shake is the easiest, super easiest way to get the protein in, along with EFAs and other healthy ingredients. Having said that, there are a few good, high-quality, non-denatured protein powders on the market today that don't require a blender. You just add water to a shaker cup and away you go. Now, I'm going to take credit for the saying, shake and take. It's the best way to take in your supplements as well.
That's true. That is your...
That is mine.
...coined quote.
And I use that a lot at the booth that I was at the trade show.
Well, it's shake what I do. Take, it's take. You take your... What does that mean, shake and take?
You have a shake and you take your vitamins.
Hello? Is that like really hard to take or what? But you know what? People don't take their vitamins. Countless numbers of people buy vitamins and don't take them.
It's consistency. And I think
you make the shake the priority, and then the vitamins flow into the shake, down the mouth, down the tube, into the gut, into the blood.
All right. All right already.
I'm really hyper, man. Really hyper today.
Right, so I'm
and I'm not on ephedrine or synephrine or any other agent.
What you want anyway.
I'm on health, man. I'm on health.
Oh, brother. Okay, I carry a shaker cup with high-quality protein powder that only needs shaking. I carry it in my gym bag. I carry it in my purse, in the car. So anytime I get hungry or need a protein boost, it's easy and convenient way to get it in. You just shake it up. You don't add the water until you're ready to actually drink the protein shake.
And I didn't have any fruit accessible quickly, immediately when I got to Toronto this time. So what I did was I blended in water and ice in our hotel in my little mini blender, hemp seed oil that you had gotten from one of the suppliers, whey protein isolate, and a scoop of one of those berry slash green extract concentrates. And I went to the gym with power and strength, and it was phenomenal. So, and again, getting my 50 to 100 to 200 grams of whey protein isolate on the road, that's how you do it with the blender. Shake and take, and I took my vitamins as well.
Right. Now, but I'm saying that if you don't have a blender, you can still do, I did exactly the same thing as you just said, but without a blender.
That's right.
I did that every
I like mine with ice. I like it really cold.
I don't have to have mine.
That's the disadvantage. And you like your water from the well warm. I like it ice cold.
Not warm, room temperature.
Well, room temperature. To me,
but
that's warm.
But everybody's different, you know?
Yes.
But I mean, in that case, if you did want to have it cold, like and you're in the office and just want to shake it up, you can use ice if you want.
Well, Daisy came by the other day. We had a workout and it was great. And
Daisy,
my daughter, and she does not like a thick shake. She likes a runny shake. And I said, gross. Like I like a thick milkshake shake consistency. And it's got to be ice cold. Now, I've learned how to make that so that I enjoy my shake. But if you give somebody a shake that is ice cold and thick, like my daughter, she says, ugh, right? Now, who would think that you'd like a shake that's runny?
Right.
But you see, that shows the differences in people.
Yes.
And then, of course, yourself, you like it at room temperature. Yeah. Now, most people would gag on that.
I find ice cold shakes, I get that brain freeze.
Yes.
You know, burns going down
like
my
some
esophagus.
People like warm temperature beer.
Yeah.
It's gross,
so,
man.
So, I mean, this is the thing when it comes into protein shakes. They're individualized, right? So, you know, you got to find out what you like. But I really do think you got to get on this, everybody. Get the protein in the shaker. Carry it with you everywhere you go. You might be in a traffic jam. Just fill it up with water and shake it up. You might not be able. You might be running to a meeting and you're starving to death. So instead of running for that cup of coffee and a muffin or a sticky bun, just get some protein in and it really will stabilize the blood sugar. And the more protein that you get into your body every couple of hours, you'll find that you will lose your sweet tooth cravings or your salty or high carbo, simple carbohydrate cravings. It's amazing. It absolutely is unbelievable.
Yeah. And so again, let's deny the ass. Let's don't build it up and pump it up full of you know what, right?
What?
Our butt. We don't want to feed the butt, right?
Well, some Let's people deny don't have the a butt. Problem with their butt.
Yeah, but I mean, you're,
some
as,
people
you're,
have a problem
as
with
your
their
ass
arms
gets
their
wider,
gut.
You're losing health. There's a relationship between the thickness and width of your butt and mortality risk. I mean, let's just stop doing body compositions. Let's just measure butt size.
No, you know what? We should call it the gut and the butt blaster.
That's because, good.
There's another one she coined, the gut and the butt. Because usually, it's not usually, it could be the bust. Because there are some women out there that carry their fat, too bad for them, on their breasts.
Now, we all know that some men like a broader butt. But if we ask 1,000 men to look at the backside of women and ask them what they prefer, do they prefer a tight, nice little set of buns or a big, fat ass ripped with cellulite?
All right. You know,
now, what do men generally prefer?
Well, you don't want a girl's butt to look like a guy's butt.
Okay,
sometimes
happens. Absolutely. But what do women want?
Okay, let me tell you
women
what women
like
want.
Having the big fat
okay,
butt.
Okay, I'll tell you what I like. Okay, not what I like. I'll tell you. I don't care if the guy's got no teeth, no hair, no money, but as long as he can dance on that dance floor, man, that's all that matters to me.
And you see what a difference there is between
men and
women.
There's a lot of women like that.
Between men and women, the difference is in what they, you know, everyone's got them. Yeah. And you know what? We're all entitled to it. Whatever it is that you like, make sure that you go for it. But you know what? Still, it's not about physical appearance. Everyone's caught up in the appearance.
Yeah.
It's about health.
Yes.
If you are slowly but surely adding excess fat to your framework, you're absolutely heading in the wrong direction in terms of health.
Yes.
You become a walking time bomb.
Yeah, exactly.
So get your mind off how you look just for one moment when you're talking about excess fat. Because everyone's caught up in what they look like in the mirror, which is great.
Yeah, exactly.
And protein will help you get lean, and it stabilizes your brain and your blood sugar.
And you become a fat-burning machine, not a fat-storing machine. So I think a lot of women out there are not getting enough high-quality protein as along with men. Because, you know, It's not the meat.
And if you don't get enough, absolutely. And if you do not get enough protein, remember that your body has to have it. These amino acids and polypeptides are essential. So you'll take it from your muscle,
right,
and you will dematerialize before your time. You'll get weaker, lose lean mass, and feel like crap.
And if you are building muscle and training and have muscle, what feeds the muscle is the nitrogen and the protein. So the muscle is the health engine. So you got to feed that muscle.
Absolutely. And remember that health and excess fat or an optimum body composition is all a state of mind.
Great.
It's a choice.
So shake it up.
All right.
Shake and take. Shake and
take.
Good
stuff. Good stuff, dear. So who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Daryl Greenwood and Katie DeRusha. And what a friendly, good-looking couple. They really, really do walk the talk. Hey, you may think that they are sweet people, but Daryl was my trainer, and believe me, he's all business, and he gets the job done. Katie is definitely a hard worker, and I believe that she will rise to the occasion in this industry. I really see her moving forward.
Hey, if I was into swinging, I'd want to swing with them.
And
you know what I mean by that? I'm talking about being
said...
in a jungle like Tarzan and swinging from tree to tree. They're fit, and they look great, and they're highly functional.
Oh, Mama Mia, help me. So we're going to be hearing a lot more. You've really got me all shaken up over that.
That's because you're such a prude, man.
I'm starting to think about that now. We're going to be hearing a lot more from this couple in the very near future with books and lectures. So keep up the inspiring work, Daryl and Katie.
Absolutely. And he is a lot like myself. We have a lot in common. You know what I find is that we attract people that are like ourselves. They have the gift of... The
now
desire.
That's scary.
They have the gift of the desire to want to be well. And I cannot upload that into people. I cannot transfer that. I cannot inject it. You've got it or you don't. And thank God if you do. Because without the desire, you're screwed.
Right.
Without the desire to be well.
Right?
Right?
Yep, exactly.
Good stuff.
So
now,
thanks, guys.
Who can we look forward to? Our next month's special guest.
Ooh la la. We have Mr. Bruni Sarin. Bruni is an Olympic champion, a four-time world champion, two outdoor in 4x100-meter relay, two indoor 60-meter, Commonwealth Games champion. He's competed in six world indoor championships, winning gold over 60 meters in 1993 and 1995. I could go on, and I could go on, and I can go on. He is such a nice person and very humble. So we're so looking forward to Bruni's interview.
I did an interview with him at the CHFA Expo West.
Yep.
You know, he writes for Beyond Fitness magazine, which is moving forward and becoming more fitness focused, which is great. But I was very impressed by his personality and his character.
He's lovely.
And the story that he told about how no one believed in him. They said he was too small to be successful as a runner. His trainers and medical doctors told him that vitamins had no value, but he still took them anyway because he believed in them.
Yep.
And now he has his own line, which we'll talk about, his own products. And so he's a guy that stood up against everybody, was true to himself, went through every obstacle you can imagine, and became an Olympic gold medal champion. It's unbelievable. And you know what? I challenged him to a 50-meter race.
Uh-huh.
He accepted.
Yeah.
So some way, somehow, I'm going to race him, and we're going to raise money for charity.
We're going to film this.
We're going to raise money for charity, and it's going to be for fun.
Oh, yeah.
But wouldn't that be cool?
I
mean, wouldn't that be awesome?
Just don't pull something.
No, I mean, I sprint on a regular basis
anyway.
Yeah, but
you better get in shape for that. This guy's an Olympic champion. That's pretty,
I know, but it's for fun, dear. It's for fun.
I know.
So I look forward to having a great conversation with Bruni.
Great.
Okay, now, dun-da-da-da, here it is. What is your hot topic?
The hot topic is the real McCoys are unbelievable. I did a lecture at the CHFA Expo East last week, and you know, I work hard on my physique and stuff, and I wore this really tight outfit as my topic was about weight loss and scientific ways to lose body fat. And I started off by saying that I had metabolic issues, such as Hashimoto's hypothyroidism, which means not hyper, but hypothyroidism.
Low.
Yeah, which means I can gain body fat, right?
Yeah, it means you got lots of factors working against you
to
stay lean.
Exactly. And my whole family, including me, has weight or fat gain issues. Yes, I could have a booty on me. You should have seen me when I lived in Amsterdam.
I'm glad I didn't see you then.
Well, I was living the good life, right? I mean, no, maybe that wasn't the good life. I was living the bad life. There you are. There you have it. And it's funny because I was told after my lecture, believe this or not, I was told after my lecture that no one believed me that I'd ever had a weight gain issue and that I was just lucky and I have been lean my whole life. Yet nobody knew me in that room and they were being very presumptuous to say that, I find these individuals were. And I don't know, they don't even know who I am. Yet when I tell the truth, nobody believes me. So what's that all about, Corey?
I'll tell you what it's all about. On Oprah and all these documentary shows on weight, the fatties who are like 200 and 300 and 400 pounds over fat, they're standing up on stage and they've lost 40 pounds and everybody cheers them. Yay! Okay, they don't get no cheer from me because why are they fat in the first place? And what, you're celebrating the fact that they're obese, opulent, and full of disease?
Oh, geez.
Now, what about the individual who works damn hard at staying lean on their life? Why aren't they on stage and why aren't they being acknowledged, right? Mm-hmm. Why is it that everything has slid over onto the other side and the minorities on the planet, which now are the majorities because obesity is the majority rule, right? So that is why if you are out there and you're lean and hardworking and feeling great about yourself and doing everything that it takes, you will not be acknowledged many people.
They think I'm lucky. And you know what? I am. It's all about luck. Laboring under correct knowledge.
Amen.
And I also proceeded to mention that I do not take any prescription drugs, nor have I for 20 years.
And you know why? Because they're harmful. We don't want to be on prescription drugs,
no.
People.
And people, I mean, I will be 50 years old next year. But the thing that I said was that I do exactly what this natural health food industry recommends. And they still didn't believe me.
You know
me.
Why? Because they don't know what this natural health industry recommends. Nobody is educated, dear. They don't understand the principles. They don't believe in the principles. And if people did believe in them and they did know what they were, they would do them. Because it's illogical not to.
I was just basically flabbergasted, to say the least. And I really thought that they thought I was being arrogant. But then on the other hand, let's take a look at you. There are people out there that do not believe that you have never taken steroids.
I know. And now I receive it as a compliment. Well, thank you very much. But at the same time, like, hello, do you know what a guy on steroids looks like? Like, let's start looking at some of these Mr. IFBB Olympias and compare their physiques to mine.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Really, there's no comparison. Now, most people truly think that the muscular development taken on steroids is gross looking. There are men that don't. There are men that like it, and there are some women. But generally, most women think that the steroid muscular development taken to the extreme is absolutely freaking gross.
Yeah.
And they're not turned on by it in the least.
Yeah.
Okay? Secretly, a lot of men like it, but I know what it takes to do that. And I respect the work, but I do not respect the fact that all of these people are competing in associations where they're not permitted to use steroids and they still do it anyway. And even the associations are all corrupted and cover it up, right? Mm-hmm. Including the Olympics. Mm-hmm.
Another thing that frustrates me is the fact that for me to stay lean, I think a lot of people think I've had some plastic surgery done.
Well, we're going to assume that, of course, because everyone's getting it done.
And people say to me, and I'm very pleased about this, and I may be bragging a little bit, but every time we go to a trade show, everybody says I look younger all the time. And I'm thinking, I bet you they think I've had Botox. They probably think I've had a little
nap
in it.
That's because exercise and whole food nutrition is the best anti-aging medicine going on, but no one's doing it, or very few people are doing it, so nobody believes in it.
I just can't believe it. I just want everybody to know that, no, if I was to have any plastic surgery, I'll tell you, I'd have bigger boobs, I'd get the butt tightened up, I'd get rid of my crooked nose. I mean, there's lots of things that I could do, but I am so proud of where I'm at today and that what Corey has taught me, because I am one of his disciples, and I'm very happy and honored to be able to work underneath him.
Keep going. Keep going.
But you know, the thing is like, it really does work. And the point is, nobody believes me. Well, not nobody, but I mean, I just, these people in this group.
And I've told you, dear, that eventually as you evolve and become more self-aware and self-actualized, you let it go and then you realize that you're comfortable in your own skin. You think clearly your own thoughts. You trust yourself. You realize that all men, all women are going to end up in the same bucket in the end, in the same pine box, that nobody really understands clearly about the truth, our origin, destination. So while we're here, there are certain scientific principles that apply to wellness and health. And you can read about them or not. You can choose to incorporate them or not. You can push them all away and pursue other aspects of living. But those who choose the right path will have the evidence of health in the outcome of their appearance and in their blood and in their physical body.
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing happened to me on this trip as well. I was at a conference for 3 days, and as a group, we had breakfast and lunch together. And sometimes we had dinner together. That was optional. But Dean Parks from Preferred Nutrition, he comes up to me and he says, "Do you find, Tracy, that you have to watch everything that you eat as everyone is watching you?" And I said, "Yeah, I do understand that. But you know what? I watch what other people are eating. That's the most important thing." Now, it's really funny. It's the opposite. I watch what everybody else is eating, and then it makes a whole lot of sense to me to see why these people have fat issues. I'm sitting with people, and I don't say a word, but they're all making excuses for eating butter tarts and garbage food.
Yeah, as soon as they eat it or when they start eating it, they start becoming very defensive. That's the sin they're committing, and they know that. And then all of a sudden, oh, I'm being caught. So they have to defend themselves.
So they look at me and they make all these excuses up. And I really don't give two hoots about what anybody eats, what anybody looks like. Really, I don't.
Because it's their body, their health, their life.
I have to worry about myself. It's hard enough for me to look after myself. I can't be looking after other people. But I do care. If somebody really wants to know, I'll tell them what the right thing to do is. So these people are looking at me and they're making excuses about why they're eating butter tarts and all this other crap that they're putting down their throat. And they say they only do it on special occasions like this. And I'm saying, well, if you're 50 pounds to 100 pounds overweight, this just didn't happen on this trip. Right?
Of course not.
You know, so that's my dilemma. And I was really disheartened and upset over this trip about that. You know, people.
I'm glad that you were, because you still have emotions that are alive as it relates to the truth and the state of affairs that we call reality. And it's incredible, but you're on your way, dear. It's a journey of self-discovery. And the next level, the next state that you can look forward to is complete freedom as you transcend your frustration with the people around you and become more in love with yourself, more clear about yourself, because you can see the evidence of all your action in the outcome, and then you can hear it. Isn't it nice to hear it when people say, you do look great?
Yeah, but they need to know that it's from working and believing in what I'm doing and being consistent.
The political correctness of our society, like if I think that you've had a nose job, I can't say, oh, by the way, have you had a nose job? Like people don't say that, but they're thinking that. Like when we look at someone, we're thinking things, but we don't say them. But you know what? Get real, people.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's exactly what it's all about. The real McCoys are unbelievable.
Literally. As a transcript in the hieroglyphics of since the Egyptian times, it has always been true that what is best stands out amongst all the rest. Mm. I just made that up.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, dear, that was an unbelievable segment, and I would like you to complete it with your final word.
My final word is... it's unbelievable how much you don't know about the game you've been playing all your life.